Wisdom demands adventure. There's a number of ways that we can be pushed to become other than we really are on the inside of our minds, and become content with not growing up, never leaving much of ourselves behind, which is always very sad and terribly, terribly unfair. I think that the generation that will repair education is already here. They are already watching all the strange mistakes that we continue repeating. They are coming up with ways to go around and build the future out of good ideas only, leaving the rest to history, sometimes as a warning even. I really believe that only a small part of the world needs to make progress, and just as soon as that progress is made, everyone will simply catch up. It's like the schoolyard, where there is a new fashion trend or gadget. Everyone somehow rises to the challenge, even if some don't much care for it. Everyone just wants to be part of it all. We have to learn to talk about growing up so that we can avoid mistakes that were already had before, so that we make all the aches and pains count for more. Alcohol and drugs currently being legalized, that forced comfort by mechanical means that simply drive pleasure into the brain, is one obvious thing that will absolutely derail us and damage growing up. Apologists or moderates will say things like non-addictive, or always in moderation, or it's just an herb. But our brains are not designed by engineers. We do not have proper tolerances to blindly mess with them. Brains are miracles of evolution. They barely work as it is, and no scientist knows how. Discomfort is an important signal in life that we must never, ever ignore. Turning discomfort off by mechanical means prevents a person from growing and moving in all the right directions that their elder self will appreciate. We have to perceive, grow, and courageously address our problems, not just blindly turn them off with a switch, as that is likely to magnify the problems that we will have to face later in life. It may even prevent us from taking the paths that would make our lives more beautiful. It will make us blind. Indoctrination is another subject that demands discussion. It is yet another way that pushes us aside, where our elder selves end up with regrets or sadness of what might have been. Apologists and moderates here will say that it's heritage, that it is valuable and nuanced, something outsiders just don't understand. But that is false. The healthiest and the broadest way to grow is as a creature of the universe, curious about its mechanics and all the scientific mysteries. Indoctrination prevents inquiry at any considerable length, as it provides all the answers. We must learn to do better. The younger generations are going to be facing new problems, and they don't have room for repeating old mistakes. They won't have room for answers that come with a heartbreaking finale of serve now and enjoy benefits after your life ends. We have to face discomfort. Fantasies like drugs only push things back. The reward period was always during the person's life, where they could grow as a great being, an artist, a poet, an iconoclast, or a bull rider even. And of course, one of the main fears that indoctrination snags us on is the fear of dying. But the emergence of the first wisps of artificial intelligence may mean that artificial intelligence will be used to create new medicine that will extend life. To believe or even participate in science that can extend life, perhaps indefinitely, is a nicer promise than servitude and reward after life is over. And anyway, the children can tell adults use medicine, which is the invention of the scientist who didn't care for fantasy, but rather rose on fact and evidence. One of the first big questions that we ask when we are little is about seeing the world through different eyes. The children can tell that having been born to a different family would have resulted in a different set of beliefs. The discomfort of uncertainty has forever inspired the best of us to repair, invent, bridge, rethink. The discomfort is a signal that we need. Even the deepest pain of the hardest loss is a call to greatness. It is a call to books, for one, to meet others who rose, even if just to protect the memories for long enough to learn to write as beautifully as they do, in order to share the memories correctly and make them part of all the world's intellectual inheritance. Writing down what has touched us in life and handing it out book by book with a smile and with gratitude for soon all the memories coming to life in a person's mind does greater justice for whatever beauty was lost than just giving up in great sadness. To lean into the discomfort means to live and be truly happy that it happened, not be sad that it's all over, because that is absolutely the wrong symbol. Adventure is many things, including the initial discomfort. But it's primarily for creating room in our minds for narrated books so that we may freely inherit all the wisdom contained within. The greatest works written by wise and clear-thinking authors, especially those celebrated by intellectuals, those who rose to authentic new heights, combined to create our intellectual inheritance, presenting all the authentic heights as stepping stones. The authors of the hundreds of books that we end up enjoying quickly become our support team, our book friends. They will have traveled long distances in all challenges of life. Many more than we have life to experience, including tragedy and loss, dealing with false beliefs, and even angry bears, not just running away from them, but at them with a pair of clippers. And yes, Our most beautiful books will absolutely, absolutely make us smile, if not downright laugh. No matter the trouble, they will help us up and out. Hundreds of authors, of great beings who truly lived life facing all challenges of it, will help us in their wisdom, in their own quest for greatness. If you read enough books, you'll preserve the angle of your ascent and just keep growing after you heal. Growing until you grow all the way up and become a great being and simply add to the body of intellectual inheritance that belongs to all the younger generations, so that those who come after us don't have to start at the very bottom, but at the sunny and cheerful heights that we have reached.